Good morning.
Back with more. Here's Nick and Nan.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for $400,000
on TalkZone.com.
You know, every time I hear that drop, it makes me hungry.
Yeah, it does me too.
Welcome back to the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com and our discussion with our guest, David Rosenhaus, author of the book, You to the 10th Power. Tell us the other three steps now, David.
The other steps are breathe.
Now breathe. Meaning, we all have to breathe, of course, to survive. Now, what do you mean by breathe?
Well, what happens is when we get into that survival mode, then our breathing gets very rapid and shallow. You know, we basically start panting, and that's, you know, and from a survival standpoint, that's really important because that quickens everything in our body. And if we need to run or fight, it gives us that extra oomph that we need to get moving.
That adrenaline boost, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah. But what we forget is we actually live in a supposed, you know, what was the word? The word just popped right out of my head. Civilized. That's the word. We live in a civilized society, supposedly. And so this survival instinct that we have isn't really as necessary as we think it is. So when we breathe deeply and slowly, it calms us down and allows us to be a little more reasonable and connect with our more spiritual selves and be calm and be able to think out what we're doing.
Right.
You know, so breathing is pretty important when you're in any kind of stressful situation. It also just literally reduces the stress, whereas the panting and the fast breathing increases the stress. And it does that on purpose because we want to run or we want to fight, and we need that tension to be able to do that. But unless you really plan on, you know, throwing down, then you don't need to do that. So you want to slow your breathing down and be more conscious in your breathing. And then once you're able to do, go ahead.
Well, what is the next step that you have, Dave?
The next step is conscious choice. And
conscious choice, then.
Kind of like making a decision, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. It's the whole process of making the decision. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it's, you know, that it's a conscious choice, we usually make choices based on habits, past experiences, and what other people tell us. So, you know, I mean, you guys are married. You know, you have the same conversation over and over and over again, and because you just you're so used to just saying the same things. She says something, you respond. He says something, you respond. And but it's so often the same thing out of habit. Am I right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. I'll admit it.
So when you take the time to consciously think about what you're going to say or how you're going to react, as opposed to just reacting from instinct, knee-jerk reaction, or habit, then it really opens up the possibilities of the alternate ways there are to respond and maybe get a different outcome instead of just running around the same old circle.
It sounds like such a simple process, but it sounds very dynamic. What is the fourth step?
The fourth step is conscious action. Because if you can think about it all you want, and you can theorize about it all you want, but if you don't actually do it, then what's the point?
Exactly.
True.
It's like, why? God, why?
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you gone home after a situation, whatever it is, and said, oh, I should have said that. I could have said that. And all
almost
that.
Every time. Mm-hmm.
Could probably write a book as many times as I said it. It's like, oh, come on, I should.
Why didn't I do this? Or why didn't I say that?
Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Yeah.
So here's what you do. So the woulda, shoulda, coulda is part of the conscious choice process. So you're thinking about it. You're going, oh, I should have said that. I could have said that. Well, now what you do, instead of lamenting it and throwing that away, save it. Put it in your file. Go, okay, the next time we are in that situation, that's what I'm going to say. And so then the next time, because there will be a next time, I guarantee it, then you go
It'll happen again.
Exactly. So you go in and you remember that, and as the situation is going, you'll go, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Last time we were in this situation, I said I could have, should have said this, and so now I'm going to. And then you say it. And that's where a lot of people freak out. Because, you know, I can't really say that, can I? You know, but the truth is, all the times you've done it before, you've gotten the same result. So even if you say something different and you get the same result, at least you try something different. Worst case scenario is it becomes the same thing. But best case scenario is it changes the dynamic and all of a sudden you get a different result. And it might be worse and it might be better, but at least it's different and it puts you in a space of growth and experience where you can go, okay, well, that didn't work. Let me try something else the next time. Let me try something else the next time. And it goes back to that, that cliche, example of Thomas Edison. You know, he failed 1,000 times before creating the light bulb.
Exactly.
Well, but had he stopped, you know, had he just went, oh, well, that didn't work, or kept trying the same thing over and over again, and it still doesn't work, then we'd never have the light bulb that we have today.
We'd be in the dark.
That's an awesome example. Yeah.
In case you're just joining us, we have David Rosenhaus, author of the book, You to the Tenth Power, on the show, on the Nick and Ann Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Tell us a little bit about the Rock and Roll Oracle. And we grew up on classic rock. We love classic rock.
That's probably our favorite genre. Mm-hmm.
If we were going to be disc jockeys at a radio station, it would be a classic rock radio station. Tell us about the Rock and Roll Oracle. What is that all about there, David?
Well, let me just start with Oracle cards in general, just for people who aren't familiar with them. Oracle cards are basically a divination deck. They're sort of like a cousin to the tarot cards, but they're just a lot more accessible. You don't have to know, you know, the history of the tarot and what all the individual symbols mean. And there are hundreds or thousands of different types of Oracle cards, and they're all spiritually based divination tools. They help you get guidance and messages from spirit or from your guides or from God or however you want to look at it. And for the most part, they're all, New Age spiritually based themes. There's gods and goddesses and angels and fairies and all of that stuff. And I was getting into that a couple of years ago, and I love them. They're so cool and they're so easy to use. And so I just collect a whole bunch of them. And I was in my car one day trying to figure out the solution to a problem that had been just going on and on and on and on, and I could never find the answer. And I'm driving along and I'm thinking about it yet again, and I still couldn't find the answer, and I said, screw it, and I blasted the tune.
Okay.
And the first line from the song that came on from the classic rock station was literally the exact advice I needed for the solution for this problem. And it was like, duh. And then I realized that that's happened to me a lot. And then I talked to other people, and everybody I know, they say, yeah, that's happened. You know, you'll get that great advice or inspiration from a line in the song or the title of a song. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I gotta go get the music Oracle cards or the rock and roll Oracle cards. And I went to look for them, and there wasn't any.
So that's when you decided to create them yourself.
Yeah, I'm not sure that decided is the right word. Kind of my spirit guides kind of came down and went, well, you make a Mr. Designer. By day, I'm a graphic designer and web guy. Mm. And so I was just sort of given up. Yeah. I was like, I said, yeah, well, okay, they don't exist. I can't have them. And then I heard this voice in my head that said, well, go ahead and you make them. And I was like, well, who am I? You know, I'm new to this stuff. I don't really know anything. I'm not psychic. I'm not, you know, I'm not any kind of spiritual guru leader type of person. And the, you know, and then it was just like, well, who are you not to? You know, we're all divine. We're all God's children. We're all connected on every level. So, you know, the other people who make Oracle cards, they're no better or no worse than I am. So it was like, oh, wow, I have the tools.
Well, and David, if folks want to know more, they can go to your website, davidrosenhaus.com, and see the cards and also order your book, You to the 10th Power. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
David, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sorry we ran out of time. I mean,
yeah, we've enjoyed you very much.
We'd love to have you back on in the future.
Very cool. I had a good time. I love you guys. You have such great energy. I love listening to you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, David. You have a great day, and thanks for hanging with us. All righty. David Rosenhaus, spiritual mentor and empowerment specialist. Go to davidrosenhaus.com. to learn more about You to the 10th Power. Also see the Rock and Roll Oracle cards as well.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that out.
It's been a lot of fun. We want to thank Dave in the studio in Chicago for manning the controls and everybody at Syndication Networks. And join us next time on TalkZone.com, the Nick and Ann Radio Show. Say bye, honey.
Bye, honey.